Today we're going to talk with one of the biggest names in Bollywood, the Indian film industry, which is known for idealized romance and cheerful song and dance numbers. But Aamir Khan is not here to talk about typical Bollywood fare. He's produced a much more serious film than Bollywood is known for, and in fact, he's not even in it. The film is about farmer suicides in rural India. Hundreds of thousands of farmers have killed themselves because they're unable to pay their debts. India's government actually pays compensation to their families, which is why one farmer is considering suicide in Aamir Khan's movie. It's in a mix of English and Hindi, and it's called Peepli Live, named after a made-up village called Peepli. Aamir Khan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, this is a very unusual film, both because it tackles a controversial issue and because it's satirical.
That's right. I mean, mainstream films in India don't usually tackle such serious topics, and satire is something that is not often picked up as a style of storytelling. And as I decided to produce it, I was aware that this is a film that is certainly doesn't fit into mainstream Indian cinema and would have a fairly niche audience back home in India. But I just loved it, so I wanted to do it.
How serious an issue is this, farmer suicide?
Well, it is a fairly serious issue. I mean, if you look just at the numbers from 91 to 2001, that's 200,000 farmers. It's like an epidemic, and it's not a one-off anymore. And so that's really a scary and heartbreaking thought.
Well, the basic story is that a very poor farmer who lives in the village of Peepli, he is pressured by his family. I mean, it would be saying too much to suggest that he thought of this himself. He doesn't seem to have very many thoughts.
Yeah, his elder brother actually kind of cons him into agreeing to commit suicide after they hear of this government program which says that any farmer committing suicide, his family gets a compensation of 100,000 rupees, which is roughly $2,000. And so his elder brother kind of gets him to agree to commit suicide, but he doesn't really want to and has no intentions of. But finds himself in this place where everyone's looking at him, you know, to do that. For example, his son asks him, "So, Dad, when are you committing suicide?" Because Uncle says, "When you're dead, I'll become a contractor," and stuff like that. So it's actually a satirical view on all of us.
Most of the funny moments, the satirical moments, involve politicians and involve the media, but especially the media. The sort of over the top quality of the way the story is covered in the news media in your movie. Mm-hmm. All these trucks, they all converge on this little bitty place, Peepli.
Yes.
And then they talk to everybody in the town.
Yes.
There's a very funny sequence in which they talk to shopkeepers who are saying, "I hope that he will commit suicide. It would be very good for business."
Yeah. Yes, so each one has their own take on this, yeah. And but quite honestly, you know, I mean, the way the media is in India, I don't know whether it's that different from the rest of the world, quite frankly.
And of course, they are hoping against hope that he will commit suicide while they are filming him.
That also, and what adds to, you know, what adds to the entire thing is that there's a local election happening at that point of time, and which is why things completely spiral out of control. So, yeah, so, you know, all of this and the media, of course, in India, there's been a huge growth of a sudden growth, rather, of the media. And as a result, a lot of the reporting is extremely sensational and with an eye on just purely getting TRPs.
The ratings, getting the ratings. At one point in the film, we see an editor shouting at his reporter in Hindi,
yeah,
"Why didn't we have this story? This could be a live suicide. It will turn the election. And even if it doesn't, we'll get great ratings."
Yeah.
And toward the end, the female reporter character, whose name is Nandita, she makes the same point. "Audiences don't care about poor people," she says. "They just want to hear more about this farmer who's threatened to commit suicide." We have a clip from the movie.
"Do you know why? Because he is the original live suicider. Do you have any idea how big this is? We're journalists, and this is what we do."
Yeah, well, this is actually reflective not only of the media, but also, you know, it's reflective on all of us as a society, and how we do, in fact, move towards stories which are sensational. I mean, when you watch it unfolding, it's the bizarreness of it really gets to you, and it's very funny as you watch it, but the sad fact is that it's actually not very far from the truth.
The film's director, Anusha Rizvi, wanted to use music that would be decidedly different from songs that Bollywood fans are used to. The subject of this song scarcely calls to mind romantic images. It's about inflation.
It wasn't in the film when the script was written. It was when she was actually in Badwai, the village that she was shooting in. She heard the local, you know, band of musicians one night singing this song. So this is a song that they had written for themselves or the villagers, and they were singing it. And she really loved it. So that's how it came about. I mean, it's a song that's recorded live on location, not in a studio. And so it's a song that's composed and written by these bunch of villagers who were singing it.
And who are having the experience, presumably.
And exactly. This is their voice. This is what they have to say about inflation.
One of the lines is, my husband earns a lot of money, but inflation, that witch, eats it all away every month. Yeah. It's very funny.
It's a funny song, yeah.
For you to make a film which is essentially political, in which you satirize not only the politicians, but of course your own audience, your movie audience,
sure,
and the media.
Yes,
this is a new direction for you. Do you think this is something that you can afford to do, or that other actors will do?
Well, I don't know who else will do it, but I, you know, as an entertainer, when I come across material which excites me, which not only is engaging and entertaining, but also has something to say, or hopefully sensitizes people or makes you think, I'd like to be part of that.
Thank you very, very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Linda. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Amir Khan is the producer of a new movie called Peeply Live. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.